online magazine I edit, Salvation South, just celebrated a birthday, so I took some time to step back and assess what we had published. And there was a lot of poetry. Now, when writers started submitting poems, to be honest, it scared me, because my knowledge of poetry was woefully low. But since then, I have developed a much deeper appreciation for what poets do. They're kind of like miracle workers. They can pack a ton of meaning into very few words. Hoping to share a little of what I mean with y'all, I've picked out some tiny bits from a few of the poems that we've published. And here's something from a poem by Denton Loving called Rituals for Catching Fish. Denton is an acclaimed poet who lives on a farm up in the Cumberland Gap, where Tennessee, Kentucky, and Virginia come together. And in his poem about fishing, Denton gives us 7 2-line stanzas that actually are fishing tips. But the 8th and final stanza ain't exactly about fishing. It is, though, definitely good advice. If you have a beloved, steal a kiss to prove you won't let a keeper swim away. Sometimes poems are gentle like that, but others are as pointed as a sharp stick. We got one such poem from Dr. Jacqueline Allen Trimble, who is a professor at Alabama State University, the historically black college in Montgomery. And she wrote this poem right after the Florida legislature passed a new black history curriculum for the public schools that told teachers to focus on how slavery taught African Americans skills they could use for personal benefit. Her poem was called A Note to Florida Legislators on the Skills My Ancestors Allegedly Received During Their Period of Enslavement. I'll just read you the first 2 lines. Shall I thank you for teaching us commerce? Was the auction block a tutorial in fair trade? And a couple of years ago, a great poet from South Carolina named Ray McManus sent us a piece called The Last Saturday in America. And now it's become the title poem of his latest book. I did not know until I read The Last Saturday that watching an angry neighbor carry a can of gasoline across his backyard could rise to the level of poetry. But here's the ending of Ray's poem. I won't tell him that he can't burn a stump out that way. I won't tell him that it's easier to cover and leave it to rot, that he'd be better off blowing the whole thing up and just fill the hole in later. I won't tell him his wife is at the window, watching. So, good advice about spotting a keeper, whether you're fishing for fish or for love, a serious commentary about serious issues, and stories about your hapless neighbor. Now, I have learned that poetry can deliver all those things and millions more. Most every week at SalvationSouth.com, you can find some brand new Southern poetry. Come visit us.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.